Welcome to episode number 235.
It's time for the RV Podcast. Traveling North America in an RV. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle. And sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of RV reporters.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the RV Podcast. And it doesn't make any difference what kind of an RV you have, whether it is a motorhome, a towable trailer, a tent. Even if you are just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this is for you, because on this podcast, we talk about being out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, boondocking, discovering fun places, and always using the right gear and technology to enhance the RV lifestyle. So please know how welcome you are and how honored we are that you chose to put us in your ears this week. Well, with the recent purchase of Europe's Erwin-Heimer Group, U.S.-based Thor Industries has become the largest RV manufacturer in the world, with dozens of brands and billions of dollars in assets. CEO Bob Martin is an avid RVer himself. Now owning his sixth RV, loves to travel. We got a chance to sit him down for a one-on-one interview at the recent RVX Industry Show in Salt Lake City, Utah, and we talked about Thor's vision for the RV future, which Martin says will be dominated by Class B and small RVs. And we also asked him to talk about rumors. They're still out there, these persistent rumors that Thor may eventually be one of the people interested in buying Road Trek motorhomes. And while Bob Martin conceded that that brand does have a lot of value, he was very careful not to imply anything. But he did note that Thor plans to soon introduce an entire new line of Class B motorhomes. So you're going to want to listen up for the Bob Martin interview, and it's coming up shortly. But also this week, we have lots of RV news, we have your questions about the RV lifestyle, and we have a great off-the-beaten-path report and much, much more. But first, my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer, you look like you're feeling better this week.
I am feeling better, thank you.
We both came down with colds at that RVX show, and they're still lingering a little bit. We might have to take a cough break here as we record the podcast. Boy, it's been a busy week, hasn't it?
It's been extremely busy, but a good week.
We just came back from New Orleans, Louisiana, where we were participating in a gathering of a bunch of our friends from the RV Lifestyle Facebook group, and what a great time that was.
It was good to see people that we hadn't seen for a long time and meet some other folks.
We camped at the Bayou Signet State Park, which is just across the Mississippi from New Orleans, and we even had a bus tour of New Orleans. That was fun.
I would recommend that to anybody.
It's a great way to get an overview.
Yeah.
In fact, whenever you visit any city, that's a really good book one of those tourist tours. And this one was very interesting. Yeah. It lasted an hour or two, I think, right?
Yeah, a couple hours, and was worth the money.
We did the Garden District, we did the French Quarter, We were able to park, and that's a great place for RVers. It's Basin Street Parking, Basin Street, just look it up. And I think it's like $10 for 10 hours. Some RVers actually spend 24 hours in there and pay like $50 or something. But we parked there, and then we were able to walk into the French Quarter, and we really had a ball. You were particularly interested in the cemeteries.
Yeah, I hadn't done enough homework before we got there. Now I want to go back since I've started reading about the different cemeteries.
All those above-ground cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of stories there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that World War II Museum. Something else that we didn't get a chance to really go out and experiment.
We were a little puny.
Yeah, we were still recovering from whatever it is that we have, this cold, this virus that we picked up, which, by the way, we hear a lot of people have it, so we can't.
It's kind of sweeping across the country as we all travel here and there and spread our germs.
It's funny because I came down with mine. We were we had just got our new RV and we were in Utah and I was miserable. And you looked at me and said, 10 days.
10 to 14 days to get over a virus.
And you're right.
But you got to take care of yourself so that it doesn't settle and turn into pneumonia or something nasty.
That means naps and not overdoing, which, you know, we didn't take enough naps and we probably did overdo a little bit. But how can you resist Utah?
Oh, it was so hard.
What a gorgeous state that is. We're pretty excited about Utah. In fact, so excited that that is going to be the next of our 7-day adventure guides that's coming out within the next couple, 3 weeks. We have a really great 7-stop adventure guide for you and your RV travels in Utah. You're going to like it if you've never been to Utah, or if you have, this will give you a great route for 7 different stops and just spectacular.
And Bo was in heaven in Utah because there was snow.
There was snow, and we took him to some state parks, which do allow you to take your dogs on hikes. Not maybe everywhere, but lots of places, enough to keep him excited.
At least he didn't have to stay locked up in the van.
But
it's so funny. When are you going to share about we had to leave Bo in the van to go look at something because we were in a national park? And we came back, and people were taking pictures and photographing Bo.
Oh, where was it? That was Arches, I think.
Yeah.
But you all know I have a dash cam, and the dash cam was on, and Bo jumps up in the front seat.
He's in the driver's seat.
In the driver's seat, and he's watching everything, and the dash cam is on. So it is, in fact, I got to dig that out and put that up. It's very funny. All these people are walking along and they see Bo and they're all stopping and laughing and smiling at him and taking pictures of him.
Yep.
And you can hear him talking, "Hey, what a pretty dog." And Bo is just quite indifferent to them all.
Well, usually Bo's very intent on where he last saw us. I mean, he is just focused. You know, where did they go?
Yep. Wherever we disappeared, all dogs are like that.
Yeah.
They just sort of say. So that was pretty fun. Hey, we are still getting used to our 2019 Leisure Travel Vans Unity FX. We're recording in it as we speak, and we'll put a picture up on the show notes for this episode. One of the nice things is setting up this lounge system where the Murphy Bread stores away. We can set it up into a really comfortable, like a little dinette, and it's a lounge, and we're facing each other. We can communicate. We got our computers back to back, our mixer, our microphones, and it's so much more comfortable to do a podcast in this Class B Plus.
Well, we have a beautiful spot, too, that helps. And Bo is busy being a troll. He's
under the picnic
under
table.
Under the RV.
Oh, he's under the
RV
now? He's
crawled under the RV. Yeah.
He's in some shade. We are actually right now, as we're recording this, in Perdido Bay, right on Perdido Bay, which is the bay that divides along the Gulf Coast. It divides the state of Florida from the state of Alabama. And we are on the Alabama side, and Perdido Bay is just outside our window. And we're looking at, we saw dolphins this morning, and it's a beautiful little spot, and that's where we are now, and we're enjoying every minute in this unit. We did a video, we did a report on the blog about the things that we really like about this, and I don't have anything we don't like yet. Do we have anything we don't like?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But we're staying in a KOA, and what I've noticed in KOA is, of course, most campgrounds, the people are very nice, but we had a nice family next to us, and then we moved to a different location. And I wish the couple would have stayed. They were from Ontario.
Oh, the couple that were next would have been our neighbors
tonight, but they moved on.
They had a nice little golden retriever puppy that
wanted
to play with.
And they were in a pleasure way.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, we do stay at KOAs. You know, KOAs are great because laundry and a standard of cleanliness in the bathrooms. And, you know, we use it to dump our stuff, clean our tanks, all that. And we really like the spot we're at right now.
Well, this spot is different than most KOAs because there's no railroad tracks.
No railroad tracks.
No busy highway.
No.
This is quiet and a great view.
And right on the bay.
Have.
Right on the bay.
Yeah, this is a lovely piece of property.
Yeah, if you've never been to Perdido Bay, we were here a year ago, and we came across the bridge from Florida into Alabama, and there's a little park right on the Alabama side, and if you're a regular reader or follower, you'll know that we let Bo loose and he was able to run free there and play with some other dogs. And we always kind of like this place. It's in Lillian, Alabama, if you want to look it up.
Nice people.
Very nice area, nice people. And we really like this little KOA. It's called Lost Bay KOA.
And then we have a nice family next door, and there's a 13-year-old boy, Bob, who's taken a shining to Bo, and he was playing with Bo and chasing him around in the little dog park.
We like that. Somebody keeps Bo busy.
And somebody gets some of the Bo's energy out of him. Nice young man.
Hey, we are very excited about a fun video that we are releasing this week. It will be released Thursday at about 11 a.m. Eastern Time on our RV Lifestyle channel on YouTube. And this one is about the Harvest Hosts and how we use that awesome service. We're going to show you how we found three phenomenal spots to overnight for free on our recent trip west. So if you are not yet a subscriber, make sure you subscribe to the RV Lifestyle channel on YouTube. There's a link on the show notes for this episode at rvlifestyle.com/235. And go check out that video. It's going to be released Thursday, and it should post, like I say, about 11 o'clock. And we will have a very special coupon code that I'll share with you even now on the podcast. You get a little heads up. And it saves you 15% off the cost of Harvest Hosts. And when you see how awesome Harvest Hosts is, you're going to want to be a part of that organization. Again, you can stay overnight for free at almost 700 places like what? There's farms. There's what other kind of places? There's wineries. And
all kinds of places. Golf courses.
Attractions, orchards. Yes. Awesome places. And even a gator farm.
Who would expect that?
Who would expect that? So look for that video. And if you use, when you check out on the Harvest Hosts website, if you use the coupon code RVLS for RV Lifestyle, RVLS, they'll save you 15%. So it's pretty good. And you hear us talking about a lot of stuff on this. We love to have input from you. And the way to do that, for you to leave us a voice message or a comment or ask a question that we can feature on the podcast, just use the podcast voicemail, which is 586-372-6990. That's 586-372-6990. We would love to get your questions and make you a part of the podcast starting next week.
News. Mike's got news. RV news, travel news, inside information and trends that shape the RV lifestyle. Here's the RV news of the week.
Extreme flooding in the Midwest has been in the news this past week as homes, farms, and large areas of many communities are underwater after melting snow and record rains fell on frozen land, particularly in Nebraska. Among the damage are state campgrounds, with many state parks closed until further notice as Nebraska officials evaluate damage and seek help.
Well, an Ontario newspaper is reporting that the Irwin-Heimer Group of North America, the makers of Road Trek, could have a new owner as soon as late next week. The company went bankrupt, as you know, earlier this year, closing the doors and laying off 850 employees after financial irregularities were discovered. They still aren't releasing what those irregularities were, and they're being very tight-lipped about the extent of the problems, but some $273 million is owed, almost $300 million in Canada, to 900 creditors, and the unit, it's all up for sale, and we're told there are a number of bidders, as many as 60 different factors trying to buy either all the assets or some of them. And they will make a decision, I think, by the end of the first week in April. So still some hope that Road Trek as a brand will go forward. As I say, I did ask Bob Martin from Thor about that. And there were some persistent rumors that Thor is one of those companies that would like to buy it. Martin, as you'll hear in this interview, did say they really want to do a whole bunch more in the Class B market, but he was very cagey. And I mean that not in a negative way. He was very careful about what he said. He did acknowledge how valuable Road Trek as a brand is. And so we'll see what happens with that. But be sure and stay tuned because that interview is coming up in just a couple of minutes now.
Grizzly bears are starting to wake out west from their winter hibernation, and officials are urging outdoor enthusiasts to travel in groups. Be alert and bring bear spray. For tips on bear spray safety, we interviewed an expert not long ago, and we'll put a link in the show notes so that people can watch that video if they want. Everybody needs a can of bear spray, not just one person. But everybody needs their own can of bear spray.
Yeah, and so if you're going out with a group of three, you should have three cans of bear spray. And bear spray is incredibly effective, as Jennifer said in that interview, and you'll find that in the show notes, rvlifestyle.com/235. Hey, one more last story, and this one is one that we've been reporting a lot on. It's about one of our favorite places. In the middle of Lake Superior sits Isle Royale National Park, and if you've listened to this podcast, you've heard us report before concern from naturalists about the dwindling wolf population. It was very inbred, and there are now way more moose on the island than there are wolves. And so naturalists have been trying to put new wolves on the island. They put a few on a few months ago, and they walked across the ice bridge and split. They left the island and made their way into Wisconsin someplace. Well, there's four of them now that are there. The park is only 209 square miles, and it's a pretty big park, but I mean, that's not a lot. And they've been trying to see how they can have a self-sustaining wolf pack that'll help keep the moose population in check. And so they came up with a plan that they adopted last year to take up to 30 wolves and locate them on Isle Royale over the next 3 years in an effort to build genetic diversity into the wolf pack there. So they took four of them across after some escape. They took four of them across last month, and they're now on the island. And they captured four more over this past weekend on a little island on the Canadian side of Lake Superior. And those four were in pretty bad shape. It was three males and a female. They were in fairly bad shape because of chronic inbreeding on that little island, too. So they're hoping that these four will mix it up with the four that are already there and more they're planning. And we report all this because everybody seems to be interested in wolves, and Isle Royale is a very special place, and they're going to have eight of them there.
They're going to need more than eight.
There's a lot of moose on the island with no wolves to do them. So, all right, that is our RV news of the week, and this part of the podcast brought to you every week by Rad Power Bikes, an electric bike manufacturer offering direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes, and now with free shipping and a special discount to listeners of the RV podcast. Rad Power Bikes offers a series of different e-bike models. They fit a wide variety of rider wants and needs. They can all reach 20 miles per hour with zero pedaling, and they give you the choice to ride pedal-free with throttle, or you can utilize five levels of pedal assist for an added boost or a combination. Jennifer and I each have the city bike version. We love it. Mine's kind of like the beach cruiser type. You sit upright. Jennifer has this step-through model, which she likes a lot because you don't have to swing your leg over that center bar. It's very easy to get on and off. I noticed at our New Orleans gathering that we were at this past weekend, there were a couple people there with Rad Power Bikes.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see them, isn't it?
It is fun to see them. It made us wish we had brought ours, but because we were going out in one RV and then buying an RV and coming back, we didn't have a way to transport our bikes, so we felt we were a little envious looking at them. But Rad Power Bikes are just perfect for people who want to get back into riding, or maybe you're recovering from surgery, or you're looking for an extra boost to keep up with friends and family. You can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge, and they are priced at often less than half the cost of comparable bikes on the market because that dealer retail markup chain is cut off. They deal directly with you, the consumer. And if you mention RV Lifestyle at checkout, they'll take an additional $75 off. Plus, of course, you get free shipping on all their bike models. Use the coupon code RVLifestyle for an additional $75 off. RadPowerBikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
All right, this question comes from Dan, and Dan is a Class B owner, and he has been noting our experience over the last month or two with Class B Plus. And of course, our new RV is the Lisa Travel Vans Unity FX, and that is a B Plus. And Dan is intrigued by that extra room, but has some very practical questions about it.
Yes, we have a Road Trek 200 Popular, and it is 20 feet long, and then we have a bike rack that we put two bicycles on the back. And so my question is, the B Plus looks like it is wider and longer, and if we were to have a bike rack on the back end of the B Plus, does that still allow you to drive through town and just to get a normal parking space? Because that is important to us. It seems like we're always going into busy areas, down into streets and alleys and looking at different things and wondering, would a B Plus just be too big for that? If a B Plus is fine, that would be great because we would like the extra room. But I guess just the question is navigating through towns and parking at different places with the B Plus. We just came back from the Destin area, and we stopped at off of 65, a Chick-fil-A. And, of course, it was really busy with all the spring breakers going down, and I had wondered, we went through, you know how you have to go into the fast food restaurant and it kind of winds around and brings you back out. I had wondered if we had a B Plus, would you feel comfortable going into that, the fast food restaurants where they're kind of tight, or do you and a B Plus need to stay outside of that and not venture into those, what seemed like a busy, tight area? Because that would be important to me too. Do I have to watch where I, you know, go and not go in a B Plus? Thank you.
Well, that's a great question, Dan. And let's talk length for a few minutes, because that's really what it is. It's 20. You were in a 20-foot Class B. That's the smaller, the old Road Trek Popular, and it's 20 feet. Now, we have been in an extended length Sprinter Class B for about the last 3 or 4 years before we got our B Plus, and that is just under 25 feet. So Sprinter XL Class B, 25 feet, the Popular, which is 20 that you have, so that's an extra 5 feet. And in that, I went into fast food restaurants a lot. We drive it as a second vehicle when we were at our Sticks and Bricks home, and we drive it in pretty much all sorts of conditions. But Jennifer has a rule for me when I come into a parking spot.
You need two spots.
You know, you take two spots, and you go in the back of the parking lot, and you can almost always find two spots. So you take two spots up, and you're great.
You are longer. Or if you can back in and get your bikes and a lot of them.
Your overhang. Grass or something. Yeah.
Yeah, over the grass, that'll work. Now, but normally you plan on two spots.
Yeah, and that was with our extended length Sprinter Class B. Now we have the B Plus, and let's talk size there. The length of this unit is 25 feet 1 inches, so it's about 2, maybe 3 inches longer.
About 4 inches longer, because wasn't the other one 24.9?
Yeah, I guess I got to add it up, right? So it's 20 foot 1. Yeah, 20. Yep, 4 inches longer. So you know, look at that in your hand. That isn't very long. So it's 4 inches longer. This one that we have, the Unity FX from Leisure Travel Vans. Now it's the same height, which is just about 10 feet, and the difference is the width. It's 10 inches wider.
We fill up a parking spot.
We do.
I think they are making parking spots smaller.
Someplace? I think so, too. You know, we should measure them sometimes, because
yeah.
I do think they are. Yeah.
I know they are.
And it's funny, because most cars, they're, you know, SUVs are the most popular. And trucks, everybody down south
all
has a pickup.
All depends on what neighborhood you're in.
Yeah, I guess you're up in one of the the northern cities, it's
right.
all
people
you know,
have smaller cars.
But I have taken RB Plus. I think the last couple weeks we've been driving it. Now we've gone into fast food restaurants.
We always park in the back.
We park in the back.
And parking in the back is really good for you because you need to walk.
Yeah, that's my exercise wife, Jennifer, yes.
Yeah, you do. You're stiff.
You do. You do. So I would not hesitate. Now, I know what it's like on spring break at a fast food restaurant along a busy north-south freeway. Like you said, that Chick-fil-A, Dan, and I don't know if I would drive in there. It's just too crowded.
It's crazy. Chick-fil-A in the south.
Yeah. Oh,
woo.
My goodness. But we often will pull off, and we almost always, we've never not been able to find a parking spot. Now, we've only had this one for...
Now, we have not pulled in. We've chosen not to pull in. If it looks too crazy, we don't pull in.
Yeah, I can't think of when that's happened, though. That was, I think, more on the other one that we had. And this new one, we've only had it a couple of weeks, so, you know,
things
I haven't...
Things that cause us not to pull in. Too crazy, and if the it's too steep.
Oh, if it's really
the
steep,
driveway.
You know, some
oh,
of
if
the...
you got to pay attention to that.
Yeah, so you don't scrape on the bottom. That happens with all RVs. You can see the gouges in the cement.
Yeah, you start
that's a good sign.
Gouges,
don't go.
Sign. Don't go there.
So, I guess the short answer to all this, Dan, is you know, use your common sense. Obviously, a 25-foot motorhome is going to take up more room than a 20-foot. I drive it in cities. I drive it. We just drove it all the way through Salt Lake City. We drove it through Albuquerque. We had no issues with it. We always found parking in parking lots, at shopping centers, and we've even stopped at a couple of fast food places. But I am sure that in a really congested area, I probably would move on. I think I'd probably move on even in a vehicle, in a car, a personal vehicle, because those things can get crazy.
Everything in life is a choice.
There you go.
You have to make your choices. And Dan, you sound really happy in your 20-footer. And I think most people want a little more room. There's always days you want more room, and there's other days you're just so grateful that you got the small little
yep.
unit.
And we've talked to people in huge Class A's. We talked to a couple in New Orleans that follow us, and they're in a big Newmar Class A, and they tow a Jeep, and they said they don't have enough room in there. So that's kind of like the RVer's lament. There's never enough room. I know that the 19-foot short Sprinter is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Airstream has introduced a model. Winnebago has a short Sprinter. The Road Trek had its SS Agile. And those are very popular. And, of course, you can park almost anywhere in those. So your trade-off is room. Versus parking in a fast food restaurant. And for us, the choice is room. I mean, we do a lot of work on the road and in the RV as we are right now. And I need that room.
Having a 60-pound dog.
Yes.
I think you need to say room. We've got dirty looks from Bo all the time. He was like, must you?
Yep.
Must you disturb me again? Where do I go? And
there
I felt
you go.
Sorry for him.
So, Dan, thank you for the question. I hope that answered some of your concerns. And to all of you who have questions or comments, please use our voicemail number, 586-372-6990. If you can't write it down because you're driving, just go to rvlifestyle.com and scroll down, and it's posted prominently there on the right-hand side. And we love to have your voices and for you to be a part of the RV podcast. All right, time now for our interview of the week. And as I said, we're really excited that we got a chance to sit down with Bob Martin, who is the CEO of Thor Industries, which is now the largest RV manufacturer in the world since they bought the Irwin-Hymer Group of North America of Europe, not buying, deciding at the last minute not to buy the Irwin-Hymer Group of North America, which, as you know, is the maker of Road Trek. Now, they still have some plans for the Hymer brand, particularly in Europe. You'll hear Martin talk extensively at how impressed he is with Class B motorhomes that they saw from Hymer in Europe, and how they want to jump into the Class B marketplace here in the U.S. in a major way. Now, they already are in it with Airstream and the Airstream Interstate. It's high-end luxury Class B. And, of course, the Airstream Atlas, which is their Class B+. But they're introducing now a whole new line of Class B vans. That is where all of the growth in the RV industry is now taking place. Younger users, people who are more active in their RV lifestyle, are demanding more Class Bs, and Thor has paid attention. They're starting a whole new division. They hired a guy named Mike Snell, who used to be the sales vice president for Road Trek. He is now working for Thor and is tasked with bringing to market a whole new line of Class Bs. They showed a concept vehicle, and they expect to be announcing several of them by the fall. I did ask him about Road Trek, and you'll hear him dance around that answer a little bit. But I think you'll find him a very engaging guy. He is an RVer himself. He loves to travel with his family. He's on his sixth RV now. Would you welcome to the program Bob Martin, the CEO of Thor Industries. Bob Martin, Thor Industries, thanks for making some time. First question, though, how does it feel to be the CEO of the world's largest RV manufacturer?
I try not to think about it. It is a very large company, and for me, it's a big challenge. We have a lot of companies that have some great brands, great managers, and really the way that we run the company is very decentralized. So even though we're the largest in the world now, there's still less than 60 people in our corporate office out of 20,000. So we're highly decentralized, and we let our companies with their management team run their brand and their company. So behind us we have Airstream, one of the strongest brands in the industry, and they just have a phenomenal team that I get updates. I know what they're doing, but for product and a dealer relationship, they do everything that they need to do. So for us, it's been fun. It's a challenge. It's a different thing for me every day. But I enjoy it because I love the industry.
Well, you guys are working so actively now for the future. And tell us a little bit about the initiatives that you have started and where that will be in the RV industry over the next couple of years.
Yeah, so for us, I mean, even at this show, we rebranded Thor Industries. So Thor Industries has a new website, a new logo, a new tagline, and it's really to reach out to a very much more diverse demographic. Our industry is really targeted on the baby boomers for many years, and now we have Gen X, Gen Y, millennials starting to come in, and they communicate in a different way, and a lot of it's social media. So here at the show, you've seen us really increase our exposure in a lot of interviews and a lot of Instagram posts, things that we've never done in the past. But that's the future, and I think for us to reach those new buyers, we're trying everything that we can just to expose people to the RV industry and the lifestyle.
Now, the designs that they have for RVs, the new ones, the young demographic that seems to be buying, how are the designs that they're asking for, how's that changing the way all RVs are going to be over the next few years?
You know, it seems a lot of them are looking at their smaller, not quite utilitarian. Some are, but they still want their technology. People still want, Wi-Fi. They want to be able to get their emails. So we're looking at that in all products. Connected vehicles, behind us we've got Airstream. They won the award for the connected vehicle. It's just making camping easier for people that don't know what it is. So you take down those barriers, and that's how you attract more people to the industry.
Now, I see it looks like a new Class B out there in your display. You've brought in, I know, Mike Snell, who's doing some work with that. Tell us about that.
That's a product that we've had in design for quite some time. For us, Airstream was our only entrant into the beach van segment.
With the Interstate
with
and
the
Atlas.
And the Atlas. But Thor Motor Coach wanted to get into the B van business. So we started many months ago designing their new product. And this is the prototype. We brought it here to get feedback. Dealers have been happy. It's obviously a growing part of the segment. And so for us, we had great response. And, when it goes into production, all that, we'll figure out over the next couple of months here. But, hopefully by this fall at Open House, we'll have a nice lineup of B-vans through Thor Motor Coach.
And the brand names that they're going to be sold under, have you figured that out yet?
They've got a brand name on here, but they're not even saying that's definitely what it is. So at Thor, we have a book of names that we can use throughout the years.
No,
that,
come on, a book of names?
We have names that we trademark names when we come up with them, and it's valuable because there are names that come and go, and as the companies have come and gone throughout the years, we've been able to get some of their names. So we do, under ThorTech, we have quite a few brand names that people can look at, or many times they find a new one. That resonates, but then we trademark it. And so with that, it has a name on it today, but right now it's the Thor B. We'll see what it is in the future.
Tell us the future of the Hymer brand, now that you own that brand and the Hymer vans. The Loft was doing quite well, and a lot of buzz about that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that, you know, for us, Hymer, the purchase was Europe. There was Hymer North America. That was carved out of the deal at the very end. So our focus has been Europe. I was just there last week, and their variety of B vans are incredible, from urban B vans that are barely an RV, built on a Toyota chassis. They just released their Cross Camp, and I saw it while I was there. And it's basically like a Loft. It has a pop-up top, but it really only has a sink and a stove, no toilet. And you can take that sink and stove out, and it's a minivan.
Right.
So some very creative concepts in Europe that our teams will go look at. We'll see what resonates here in the United States. But the market in Europe, it is probably, it's 75% motorized, and the vast majority are B vans.
Now, with the Hymer in Europe and the Hymer in North America being carved out, I have to ask you the question about all the rumors about what happens to the brand Road Trek in particular. And I know the lawyers aren't going to let you say much, but the rumor is that you guys still may get them.
Yeah, I can never comment on rumors, but right now there's a lot going on. We did change the deal at the last second for several reasons, and we just felt it was the best thing for Thor to focus on Europe. A lot of things going on in Canada right now. We'll see. It's something that, they're great brands that, I think everybody would like to see them in the future. There are just a lot of details I can't get into that, I don't even know all the details. So for us, we're focused on our business here and in Europe.
Well, we'll follow up with you later in the year on all that. We'll see where that goes. But to the small motorhome market that seems to be the continuing a very bright spot in the RV industry. Where do you see that moving forward over the next couple of years?
Well, it's part of it's been interesting getting involved in Europe, watching the European market change from travel trailer, or as they call it, caravan, to Class B motor caravan. So it's much more small motor home. Their roads are smaller there. But even here, we noticed it in our Access and Vegas lines a few years ago when we introduced that. It's a downsized Class A, very affordable, easy to drive, very maneuverable. It's only 22 to 26 feet, and people have really gravitated towards those smaller Class A's. And then now the fastest growing segment is Class B. So I think that's something we'll just see, a wide variety of what people are building, from an Interstate that is top of the line. Has all the features, has every option Mercedes offers, to the four-wheel drive vehicles that I've seen several here at the show. It's what that customer is looking for. There's such an array that I think that'll be some great options for everybody in the future.
And the connectivity part of all of this stuff, I know you're doing continue to do a lot of research. Everything from artificial intelligence on. How do you see that? We've been talking about the kickoff to the 2019 camping season here at this show, but I know a lot of them, including Thor, a lot of you are looking, 5-6 years out from there.
Yeah, for us, we started also our joint venture called TH2 last year, which is a technology platform, which has connectivity features. They're working with our companies. There are sharing platforms. There are a lot of different ways that the industry is going. A great example, if you go back to Keystone, they unveiled a partnership exclusively with GM and ASA. So they have now, in the new 2020 GM pickups, they have the in-command connectivity system. So from the dash of your truck, you can turn on your air conditioning. You can look at your levels of your tanks.
In the caravan, in the trailer.
No, the levels of the fifth wheel.
That's behind you, yeah.
That's behind you, but you can do it through your GM dashboard or through your GM app. And part of that is a partnership we started 3 years ago with General Motors, and it really came to fruition here this spring when they announced their 2020 redesign. And now Keystone is the official vehicle that will be in every General Motors ad this year. So as you're watching ads for whatever this year, you'll see a nice Keystone brand, one of Thor's companies, in all the GM ads. But I had the GM people take me through it yesterday, and it truly is. There's a series of cameras. There are safety features. It's really interesting. When you look at the connected vehicle, it takes it to a whole nother level. And to have a partner like GM really help us lead that, it took a while, 3 years, but the product is unbelievable.
And this initiative is T2, we're calling it?
Well, that's different. That's a whole nother
one. But that's
one.
Part of the advanced technology that you stole.
It is, but it's not part of the GM.
No, right.
A little different. So we're working on many different spectrums, technology. Every company, whether it's T2, TH2, or some of our other companies are working with other vendors as well through ASA and Command. Everybody is really working on the connected vehicle. So I think you'll see that evolve, and it does. It's, even for anybody that has a smartphone, it just makes sense. I mean, to be able to turn your air conditioner on remotely, to be able to, check, gauges, tire pressure. There are so many things that are involved with that I think just makes sense.
So last question for those who are in the market for an RV and they look at the rebranding, the new momentum that we're really seeing from Thor.
Yeah.
What's your advice for them? What does this all mean to them in terms of their RV lifestyle over the next few years?
Just for us, we see the lifestyle as a thing that's going to evolve. It's going to grow. And for us to reach different demographics, to go younger, so it could be smaller units. But once people typically try this lifestyle, they continue through and they trade up. They may trade up to bigger units, smaller units. We just want more people to try the lifestyle because we live it. We believe in it. I've owned an RV for close to 20 years now. I've had 6 motorhomes. My kids grew up camping. So for us, we see it as just this fun lifestyle and a great way to see the United States and, our national parks, our national forests are just great, incredible places to see that we want everybody to go out and just kind of enjoy the outdoors.
And the new slogan for Thor, what is it? For Thor Industries, the new slogan?
For Thor Industries, it is go everywhere, stay anywhere. And so for us, it is the RV lifestyle. I've gone a lot of places. I've stayed in beautiful campgrounds. I've stayed in Walmart parking lots. And literally, that's what it is. I mean, it gives you the freedom to go to campgrounds, to go boondock. People are using RVs in so many different ways, tailgating, concerts. So literally everywhere.
Bob Martin, thank you for making time for us today.
Yeah,
and best of luck in the future.
Thank you very much.
I like that slogan, go anywhere, stay anywhere.
That's, yeah, we should have thought of that.
Well, ours was small house, big yard.
Yeah,
so I think
that was good, too.
I like ours, too.
Yeah.
All right, that was Bob Martin. We want to thank him, the CEO of the world's largest RV manufacturer now. And he said there's a lot of things going on with that Road Trek North American thing. He didn't commit to anything.
Well, he certainly can't talk about it. The lawyers...
Yeah.
Nobody can say anything.
But I got the impression he certainly knows more than he's letting on about what the future will be. And as we report in the news of the week, there are 60 different outfits now that are interested in some or all of the assets of that. So wonder if Thor is one of them. We'll find out in
a couple
of weeks.
We'll find out soon.
We will. So thanks to Bob and to Thor, and best of luck to them as they introduce a brand new line of Class Bs. We'll be seeing those over the next few months, and I look forward to being able to report on them. The interview of the week is brought to you by SunshineStateRVs.com, where every new or used motorhome is delivered to the customer free anywhere in the country. Sunshine State RVs, they're in sunny Gainesville, Florida. Worth a trip there, or certainly check them out. SunshineStateRVs.com is their website. If you are looking for an RV, particularly a used RV, you will find that they have the largest selection of used Class B and small motor homes anywhere in North America. Right now, they have in stock RVs, Class B RVs ranging from the early 90s to the current year, everything in between. They also sell new RVs from a number of different small motorhome manufacturers. But their used lineup is from all the most popular brands. They have used Pleasureways, Winnebagos, Leisure Travel Vans, Coachmen, Road Treks, and more. As I said, you will not find a wider selection anywhere else of used small motorhomes. Every RV they sell goes through a very thorough 172-point inspection. They make sure that all the mechanical and the manual systems are in top condition. Every RV is road tested. They make sure it runs and that it drives the way it should. They go over the interior components just as entirely as the outside, and every component turned on and tested to make sure it works. All of their used RVs thoroughly cleaned and detailed inside and out. They even check the roof for cracks and replace any silicone caulking. You check them out, and be sure, if you're shopping for a new RV, don't make a decision until you check the inventory and the pricing at SunshineStateRVs.com. Tell them you heard about them on the RV Podcast.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path, a unique RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook. Here's Mike.
And let's go right to our Off the Beaten Path correspondents, Tom and Patty Burkett.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. If you've done much traveling in the Great Plains, it's likely you've hit the high spots in South Dakota. The Badlands National Park, Waldrug, the Black Hills, Custer State Park, and maybe one or more of the national grasslands spread across the state. Rapid City is the urban hub of these varied and beautiful natural wonders, and with so much nature to see, it's no surprise visitors choose to spend their in-town time watching the shootouts in Deadwood or visiting the casinos in Lead. Still, we know of at least two reasons to give Rapid City a little time in your schedule.
Stop into the chapel in the hills, and you're immediately struck by two things. First, the smell of wood, no surprise since the chapel appears to be made completely of unfinished pine. Second, the resemblance to a boat. You look up and think to yourself, if I were to turn this upside down, it would float. Sure enough, these traditional Norwegian churches were usually crafted by the boat builders from the coastal fishing towns.
The Chapel in the Hills, built in 1969 as the home of the Lutheran Church's national radio show, is a stunning example of a traditional Norwegian stavkirk. It is an exact replica of the church in Borgund, which has been standing since 1150. The carvings inside and out were completed by a Rapid City native of Norwegian descent and a specialist woodworker brought in from Norway especially for the project.
The church is set like a gem amid grassy lawns and sweeping stone walls and walkways. Massive fir trees frame it from many angles, making even a passing snapshot look impressive. We visited in the late summer, and the many flower gardens were full of blossoms and butterflies. Set a bit from the part from the church is a sod-roofed building that serves as a visitor center and gift shop. Its shelves are stocked with Scandinavian decorations, books, art, and foodstuffs. These simple structures, called stabbers in Norwegian, were home to many thousands of pioneer settlers in the 1800s. My grandmother grew up in one on the plains of eastern Colorado.
Just across from the visitor center is a small museum of Norwegian pioneer life. Housed in a cabin built in 1876, it contains articles of everyday life, cookware, embroidered linens, simple pewterware, and tools. Flanking the door of the cabin are a carved man and woman who immediately made us think of Ole and Lena, subjects of many a Norwegian joke. Closer, we noticed that that's exactly who they were.
Much of the upper Midwest was settled by Norwegians and Swedes. Take the time to see a bit of the old country and how these hopeful immigrants managed in the new world, here on the edge of Rapid City. It's a quiet and peaceful spot for a break, a picnic, or an afternoon spent rambling among history and the flowers. If you find us, we'll even pass along a few choice Ole and Lena stories, out here off the beaten path.
This part of the podcast brought to you by Leisure Travel Vans, the leader in innovative, compact, luxury motorhomes with its Serenity, Unity, and Wonder product lines. Check out Leisure Travel Vans for the ultimate in Class B small motorhome travel. Actually, they're Class C's, categorized by the industry as Class B plus because they have just a little extra room that is so handy on the road. Leisure Travel Vans, and we're delighted to have them as a sponsor of the RV podcast.
What's happening? Time now to check the RV calendar of events and gatherings you need to know about.
Well, we've been reporting since January on the RV show season, which has gone across North America and is now winding down with April right around the calendar. It's time for the people to get traveling, and the show season comes to a slow stop for at least a couple of months. Then it picks up again towards fall. But we have, nevertheless, three of them for you to report this weekend. March 29th through the 31st at Cajun Field in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's the Acadiana RV Sport and Boat Show. Lots of RVs on display there at Cajun Field in Lafayette. Also, this coming weekend, the 29th through the 31st, in New Hampshire at the Sportsplex in Bedford, New Hampshire. It's the New Hampshire Camping and RV Show. And then one more this weekend, the 29th through the 31st, up in Marquette, Michigan, up in the far UP. It is the Upper Peninsula Boat, Sport, and RV Show, that being held at the Superior Dome in Marquette, Michigan. The RV calendar events brought to you this week by Harvest Hosts. Just go to RVLifestyle.com, HH. And you'll find a network of farms and wineries and museums and attractions where RVers can stay overnight for free. And if you go to our link, rvlifestyle.com/HH, you can save 15% off the cost of membership. Be sure and look on Thursday on our RV Lifestyle channel on YouTube for our video on just how awesome Harvest Host is. You'll be able to follow along with Jennifer and me as we find three spots to stay, enjoying the beauty of Harvest Host's overnight camping.
Traveling and celebrating the RV lifestyle. This has been the RV Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for the next episode? Just click the send voicemail link on the RVPodcast.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there. Somewhere off the beaten path.
All right, so it's another episode of the RV Podcast. We want to thank you guys for being with us and riding along. Remember, if you'd like to have your voice heard, be a part of the podcast, please leave us a voicemail message. Just go to 586-372-6990. Call it up on your phone. Leave us your questions, your comments, and we get to put you on the podcast too. If you're driving and don't have that number, just go to RVLifestyle.com when you get a chance and look on the right-hand side, and you'll find it there. New episodes of this podcast are released every Wednesday morning, and we hope that you have subscribed to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, whatever your favorite podcast app is. We're on it, and we'd love to have you be a part of the program. So, thanks for being with us.
Happy trails.
Bye-bye, everybody.